Dobar dan, prijatelji. Did you know that there is a way to support the Let's Learn Croatian podcast and YouTube channel and get extra content? Tony D, how can they find it and gain access?
It's super easy. There's a couple of ways. If they go to our website, www.letslearncroatian.com, they will see a Buy the LLC a Coffee button at the bottom of each page. They can also find it in our link tree from the LLC Pod Instagram page, and it's also linked in the show notes of each of our YouTube video lessons. Once they get there, they can choose to buy us as many coffees as they want, or they can opt in to become an LLC member.
Odlično, Tony D. Absolutely. For $5 a month, you can become a Kiki Riki member. As a member, you'll receive a shout-out on the pod thanking you for all to hear. And in the mail, we'll send you a handwritten letter from yours truly, thanking you supporting all things LLC, an official LLC member magnet, an LLC sticker, and automatic entry into each LLC raffle that we do for as long as you remember. And for $10 a month, you can become a Smokva member and get everything I just mentioned and so much more. DJ Mo, what kind of content do we have available?
Lots! With the Smokva membership, you unlock a quiz for almost every lesson we've made. We have over 90 lessons from our podcast, and our goal is to have a quiz for every one of them. There's also all the songs and lyrics, so you too can sing along with us and learn the Hrvatski language in a whole new way. We also have the audio from our dialogues and their written parts, so you can follow along with a few of our native-speaking friends of the pod, as well as the full Priče with Beppo audio and transcript. And lastly, our version of a Croatian phrase pocket guide to help jumpstart your language journey and have you start communicating sooner.
Puno hvala for taking time to listen to our podcast and watching our YouTube videos. We try to share as much Croatian language, culture, and travel content as we can. We hope you find our non-scholastic, conversational Croatian language approach helpful and are able to support our efforts. Puno hvala I čuvaj se.
You're listening to the Let's Learn Croatian podcast with Uncle Mike.
Dobro jutro, dobar dan i dobra večer, poštovani slušatelji. Dobro došli. Ja se zovem Uncle Mike. Welcome everyone to episode 120.
Yahoo!
Wow, ready?
Wake up, guys. I know it's way past your bedtimes. You're waiting for taxi to start in a couple hours. Oh, right, yeah. So as you hear the gentleman there, we've got a great episode for you, but let's first introduce the team here. We got Gospodin Tony D. We call him Gospodin Padre in these parts. Kako si ti, Tony D?
Ja sam super odlično.
Super odlično. We got DJ Mo, Mr. DJ Roger Dodger. Kako si ti, DJ Mo?
Ja sam odlično. Dodgers look great this year.
Yeah, blue team's looking good. The brown team down in San Diego, how are they? The number two Browns?
Hitting baseballs.
Right. Sound like a question mark behind that, but let's go.
Excellent. Excellent, guys. Yeah, it's that time of year. It's spring. That's when baseball starts and Champions League arrives, all that
birds
good stuff. So we got a great spring
times,
episode for you.
Zones are changing.
Time zones.
Time zones are changing.
Spring time forward.
Jumping into the...
Springing is forwarding. So yeah, all that
things
good stuff's happening
into the future. It's the spring, right? We clean things?
Oh, yeah. Clean.
No, we say that for next spring.
Do you skip the odd years or the even years? Like, what do you do?
Yeah, well, only leap years. I guess I got to do it this year.
Every 4 years.
Jeez, I forgot. Every 4 years.
Leap year.
Excellent. Let's get the ball rolling. Let's visit with our poštar, our postman. Tony D. You're the poštar. Kako se ti, Tony D. Let's get some pošta going.
You've got pošta.
Hey, everybody. Tony D. here with some pošta. As you all know, we've got some great avenues to write in and send us some messages. Messages of where you're listening, why you're listening, and who you're listening and learning for. And as you all know, we've got our Instagrams and our Facebooks and our emails that you can send those messages into us. I have a couple for you today.
one a revisit from last episode, which is pretty cool. Christina wrote in on Instagrams. As you know, last episode, if you were listening, she wrote in from Facebook. But she's actually writing in to tell us, hey, up to episode 56, I noticed you say dog different than my Baba and Dita. They called a dog a Chuko. How it sounds. Chookoh. Chuko. Not sure how it's spelt, but that's kind of how it sounds.
Wow, I've never heard of that one. That's interesting.
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Yeah. I like it's kind of like Chewbacca, like shortened.
Chewbacca. Oh.
Chuko.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty
Chuko,
neat.
Chuko.
But yeah, that's pretty cool. Something new. Thank you for letting us know about that. I really appreciate it. We have another one for you from Instagrams. Emma B. Emma B actually wrote in a long while back when we had our wedding episode.
Oh, wow.
She was the one that recommended it. Actually, she wrote in, guys, it's my wedding anniversary today. And I was in the car listening to episode 36. She's like, I hadn't heard it yet. I found that you were doing an amazing podcast for me, for wedding traditions. What an amazing surprise that was. Although it was 3 years ago.
Still valid. Still a good
when
episode.
They got married. Yeah. It was a great episode. Gave me a lot of ideas and plans and everything too. Emma just wrote in to say thank you.
Awesome.
Wow. Emma, that would be Sretna Godishnica Vienchanya. That's happy wedding anniversary.
Wedding anniversary.
Yeah, we heard Mike B type that in there. So thank you. Looked it
you
up.
Know, I wanted to get it right. So, wow, that's 3 years. That's like getting to what? What's the third year?
Is it like milkshakes? Corn?
Oh, three. Corn. cardboard?
3 years. 3 pipers pickling.
I don't know.
That's
3 golden rings. No, something like that. Anyway, Emma B.
That's a 2 turtle dove song. Yeah. That's not the wedding anniversary. That's Christmas.
That's a different song.
Two cornyachas, cornyaching.
But to continue with Emma B, she said, I wanted to say a huge thank you for that. The 3 years on it put a huge smile on my face and my husband's as well.
So is there a 3-year anniversary?
She said, I can say we did the rosemary tradition.
Did they? Awesome.
Yeah. That's pretty
that
cool.
Is
what's that?
Cool.
Remember,
well, they can do a couple different things with rosemary. It's just basically utilizing it in the ceremony somehow, and they can do like little wristbands or little sachets and pin it to their lapels.
I thought you meant like rosemary incense instead of patchouli.
It's not like an ice bucket challenge. It's not like the...
No. Just part of the wedding thing. She said, although listening to the 3 a.m. Samara tradition, we did sure miss out.
Oh.
Wow. We did the kolo. The groomsmen carried kulturica full of rakia.
Nice.
Oh, my Lord.
We entered the reception and had the whole bridal party do rakia shots.
Nice.
Oh, my Lord.
I can say we partied the Croatian way.
Very good. Did they do the barter thing where like, hey, I'm coming to come get her, and like they send out the grandma in like a blanket or something instead to try and fool?
Oh, what?
They wrap her in a blanket so it can't tell it's the grandma. Yeah.
Oh.
I remember seeing that in my cousin's wedding video footage.
And to finish, she says, thank you guys again so much. Your podcast has always been unreal. We have a baby girl on the way.
Wow.
And
they're going to name her Tony.
And rest assured, she will be listening to you all as well.
Hey. Oh, wow.
Uno, chwara, chestit, get to everything. Honestly, that's so cool.
Wow. That is super so rad. Cool.
Emma, that's so cool. Yeah, puno chwala, Emma. That's awesome.
So when you get to this episode, Emma, this one, you know, again, Thank you very much. We're happy that you're listening and learning along and that you're sharing it with your family and your new extended super, you know, new baby.
That's definitely super slapful.
We're honored that you're going to name your daughter after us, LLC. That's really, we're really pleased. So flattering.
Thank you very much to everybody that's written in. Really appreciate you guys listening and learning along.
Oh, yeah. So 3 years for Emma. How about you, DJ Mo? How many years of Via Chanya do you got?
Oh, Lord.
Well, how old is your son?
Well, that doesn't matter. He came afterwards.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So it's a little bit more.
You're 12 years.
Yes, a little bit more. 12 years. Wow. And it's felt like, what, 10 minutes? Underwater?
Yeah, totally. Sheer panic every day.
Heard that joke and I had to repeat it. Wow. Sheer panic. 12 years of panic. Oh, Lord.
Kidding.
Hope she's not listening to this show, Doctorica.
Doctorica knows.
Yeah.
Doctorica knows I love her. We're good.
Yeah, no sarcasm there. I'll let you know. Well, congratulations to everyone out there who's been married for any amount of years. That's a blessing and a joy, I hope. Tony D, puno chvala for the poshta. And let's move on a little bit. We got a reminder for everyone. If you can support the podcast, we've got merchandise, t-shirts, hats, and beanies. Subscribe to our YouTube channel for everyone out there who's a visual learner. Get some subtitles going with some handsome puppets. You can buy us a coffee or become monthly members and be getting a Kiki Diki membership or a smoke membership. Kiki Diki is the base. Get a nice card and a thank you. A smoke will get you some extra online content, which you heard about in our opening old segment. So that's all out there for you who wish to support us and everyone who's done it before. Thank you. Who plans on doing it? Puno chvala as well. We appreciate everything very, very much. You guys make this worth doing, not just three friends just giggling at each other nonstop.
Which happens.
Try to hold back on that. It does. But are you guys ready?
Moje.
Well, actually, I do have.
Never mind.
I do have a. I jumped the gun there. I do have a new member. Let me jump to our newest Smokefa member. We have Pavel. Is our new Smokefa member? Yeah. So let's. It's Pawel. But I'm guessing it's Pavel, right? The Polish version of Paul, right? Let me read what he said. Since I've discovered you guys, I am with you. I like that. It's a very, very
awesome. He knows awesome if he's not
line.
With us, he's
I am Polish,
us.
But... That's it. He's on our side. He's in the trenches with us.
Yeah.
I am Polish, but in love with Croatia for over 20 years. Some time ago, I came to the conclusion I would like to be able to communicate with my Croatian friends in their language. So here he is, Pavel. Yeah. Puno chvala, Pavel. That's awesome.
Awesome, Pavel.
And yeah, that's thanks to everyone and who's become a member, Pavel. That's really, really cool. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Are you guys ready to learn some Croatian?
Da.
Bravo. Evo nas. So it's episode 120. We're in the middle of March. It's probably blooming outside wherever you're at. You know, the... spring equinox is upon us. Maybe you've moved you sprung forward, moved your clocks forward, but that all means, unless you're living in the southern hemisphere, that all means it's pretty nice outside. So let's talk about spring, right? The season spring, we've learned before, is proljeće.
Proljeće.
Yeah, it's a nice proljeće.
Proljeće.
That's got that LJ letter in there, right? The two-letter letter, proljeće.
Yeah, proljeće.
So in spring days, before maybe the sun gets too hot in the summertime, we can say, so we have a little combination of words and phrases. So here we go. The sun is warm. Sunce grije.
Sunce grije.
Right? So the sun is warm or the sun is warming. Sunce grije.
Sunce grije.
And after a little rain and the sun comes out, we might see a rainbow. The word for rainbow is duga.
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 Duga. How do you say double rainbow?
Duplo duga.
Duplo Duga.
When, how often do you see double rainbows?
All the time.
Not often enough.
Oh, because you're too, because you have glasses and you just kind of look and there's both the like kind of lenses.
Yeah, I just close and open each eye real fast and then I see two rainbows.
Oh, brother. Birds are singing. Птице п'єваю.
Птице п'єваю.
Right, so птице is has that птице. P at the beginning, but it's птице. Implied more than it's actually heard, right? Птице. So no one's saying птице, it's птице, right?
Птице.
Right, so it's kind of like you're about to like play the trumpet, птице, you know, it's птице. In there somewhere, right? Like being like a bass drum is felt but not heard in jazz, right? Птице п'єваю.
Птице п'єваю.
Right, the birds are singing, and if they're going to be making babies during the summer, they're going to have to build a nest. So the word for nest is gniezdo.
Gniezdo.
So that G at the beginning is definitely heard. Gniezdo. Oh.
That's not implied?
No.
Gniezdo.
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 Right, so I guess it's kind of implied. Like Ptice, like you don't want to like make popping sounds, but gniezdo is kind of, it's in there. It rolls a little bit easier. Gniezdo.
Gniezdo.
Bravo. So birds are singing, they're in their nest, they're chirping along, and then we have butterflies flying around, right? So butterflies are flying. Leptiri lete.
Leptiri lete.
Right, so leptir is a butterfly. Multiple butterflies are leptiri, and as they're flying, leptiri lete.
Leptiri lete. Is there like a flutter word?
Ooh, like fluttering. I'm not sure fluttering. About that one. I think butterflies fly because they're not butter flutters.
Butter flutters.
Even though that's like a good
chocolate
one.
Bar. Oh, I want to give you a butter flutter.
Yeah, butter flutter. sounds delicious. That's actually a great idea for the butter flutter. That's
another
great one.
Butter flutter.
Oh, brother. So my dad always has this line. He's like, he says, "Kisha pada travaraste toya godina." Rain falls, grass grows. That's the year. That's a, one old, like old world saying. But we're gonna learn. Grass is growing. Trava raste.
Trava raste.
Right. So grass is trava. Raste is growing. Trava raste.
Trava raste.
Right. So the sun's warming. Birds are singing. The butterflies are flying. The grass is growing. Let's do bees are making honey.
Ooh, yeah.
So another implied P. Chele prave med.
Chele prave med.
Right, so chele, right? So there's that P in there, but it's kind of, it's a quick one. Chele, that's the word for bees. Yeah, chele.
Chele prave med.
Right, prave, they're making, you know, making and med is honey. Prave med.
Prave med.
And this all has to do with the flowers. Flowers are blooming. So flowers, we've learned before, cvijeće.
Cvijeće.
Flowers, yeah, cvijeće, right? So a TS sound at the beginning of that C.
Cvijeće.
Right? Cvijeće cvjeta.
Cvijeće cvjeta.
Right? So cvjeta or cvjetaju, they are blooming, right? Cvijeće cvjeta.
Cvijeće cvjeta.
Right. Wow, spring is in the air. How are you guys? How'd you guys like that? Crazy round there, huh? Let's review it so we get it nice, sunk into our brains a little bit more. The word for spring is proljeće.
Proljeće.
Bravo. Another phrase, the sun is warm or the sun is warming. Sunce grije.
Sunce grije.
Bravo. The word for rainbow is duga.
Duga.
Mm. Duga, duga.
Duga, duga. Duga, duga.
That's what it is. There's a word there that I couldn't remember. No,
I can't stop this feeling.
Birds are singing. Птице п'єваю.
Птице п'єваю.
Птице п'єваю.
Птице п'єваю.
So you're doing PR. I want PJ. П'єваю.
Oh, п'єваю.
Uh-huh. Птице п'єваю.
П'єваю?
П'єваю.
П'єваю. Птице п'єваю.
Bravo. Much better. We got there. The word for nest, гнездо.
Gniezdo.
Mm-hmm. Butterflies are flying. Leptiri lete.
Leptiri lete.
Bravo. The grass is growing. Trava raste.
Trava raste.
Odlishno, Tony. Bees are making honey. Pchele prave med.
Pchele prave med.
And finally, flowers are blooming so the bees can make their honey because they get the nectar. Flowers are blooming. Cvieče cvieta.
Cvieče cvieta.
Cvieče cvieta.
Cvieče cvieta.
So, Tony, I think you're doing a sva. I want a TS sound. Cvieče cvieta.
Cvieče cvieta.
Bravo. So instead of like a sa, you're doing like a t, like a harder, harder t.
With like, the like, tongue behind the teeth.
Yeah, it's like like when you say what's up, you don't say what's up. I guess you could what's do what's up. You're doing what's up. What's up? You're doing what's up.
Cvieče cvieta.
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 Cvieta. Cvieta.
Okay.
I guess leaning on the T a little more. Cvieta.
Yeah, cvieta.
But that...
Cvieče cvieta.
Cvieče cvieta.
Bolje. Better. Bravo. Challenging words there, guys, but we got through it. Odlično, odlično, odlično. Remember, everyone, all of these phrases and words, vocabulary, you'll find this all on our website. That's letslearncroatian.com. Check it out if you need to. We have our lessons up there as well. 120 of them. Mm-hmm. Check them out. Yes. Wow.
Wow.
Our Super Slotful Report is brought to you by TD Soaps. Handcrafted small batch bar soaps made with all natural minimal ingredients. Pick up yours today at tedesoaps.com. That's T-E-E-D-E-E-S soaps.com and get clean with TD's soaps.
It's time for the Super Slotko Report.
Hello, Priyatayi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hola.
Today's lesson goes out to all the dessert enthusiasts out there. Mm-hmm. Oh, Mike's leaning in on this one.
Right
just
away.
Kidding, just we'll kidding. We're talking about dirt and sand.
Oh,
Desert.
Oh, even better.
He's going to continue typing away, huh? So we just talked about spring. It's getting warmer, and when it's warm, you want to cool down. So today's Super Slotko Report is just that. It's Super Slotko as we take a journey through the history of Croatian gelato.
Mm.
Again, Uncle Mike just like, he's bolt upright. He's just all ears.
Yes.
So while Italy, is he typing?
I'm typing every word. I'm hanging
dearest
on to this.
Mr. Gelato, stenography. I do love your serving sizes. I'd like them a little larger. So while Italy may claim the spotlight for this frozen delicacy, Croatia has its own rich tradition of crafting creamy, irresistible gelato. Gelato shops in Croatia always make me think of Dunkin' Donuts. Like, there's seriously a gelato shop on every corner in Croatia, it feels like. So join us as we delve into the origins, innovations, and iconic locations, didn't mean to rhyme all that, that have shaped Croatia's sweet obsession with gelato. The gelato origin story begins in the region of Dalmatia, where gelato first made its flavorful debut. It's believed that Italian artisans introduced gelato to Dalmatia during the Renaissance, leaving a lasting legacy that continues to tantalize taste buds to this day. When you walk the cobblestone streets of historic cities like Split and Dubrovnik, you'll find gelaterias serving up a rainbow of flavors to enjoy. Duga.
Duga.
Duplo Duga.
Yeah.
That's two scoops.
Yes.
Italian gelato masters played a pivotal role in shaping Croatia's gelato scene, sharing their expertise and techniques with local artisans. One such master, Giovanni Boscolo, made waves in Zagreb with his artisanal gelato creations, elevating the city's dessert game to new heights. Today's legacy lives on in the countless gelaterias across Croatia. Zagreb has upped their gelato game in recent years with innovative gelaterias popping up on every corner, from traditional flavors like stracciatella to a nuanced Croatians featuring local ingredients like lavender and fig. Zagreb's gelato scene offers something for every palate. Don't miss a visit to Vincek, a beloved institution that has been serving up scoops of gelato heaven since 1977. If you find yourself in the beautiful region of Istria, you'll discover a gelato culture deeply rooted in tradition and innovation. Here, gelato shops blend the flavors of Italy with a touch of Adriatic flair. You can find a scoop of a truffle-infused gelato or check out the tangy sweetness of local fruits like Istrian figs and cherries. When visiting Split, be sure to grab a scoop and pull up those taste buds of yours because you're going to get ready for something pretty amazing. When making your way down the busy Riva promenade, seek out the freshly churned gelato that is bolstering flavors such as pistachio and hazelnut. Those are amazing classics, but don't forget the creations that are coming out featuring Croatian wines and liqueurs. Right?
Whoa.
Sign me up. Dubrovnik can do it all, but something about making your way through the ancient city gates, walking down hidden alleyways and finding gelato shops serving up delights, or simply beelining it through a busy square to a gelato cart makes Dubrovnik a little more special because of its, on a hot day, you have all this ambiance to boost this experience to new levels. And these amazing walls just emanating all this heat off of them throughout the day, and then you find yourself at a gelato shop, you can't turn it down. Croatia's gelato continues to evolve across the country. Boundaries of flavor are being pushed, and creativity knows no bounds. From vegan-friendly options made with coconut milk to sugar-free varieties sweetened with local honey, gelato makers are catering to a diverse range of dietary preferences without sacrificing any taste. Honestly, like, I've tried gelato in every single spot that we've mentioned today, and it's never let me down once. I keep on trying different things, and my kids, although they beg me for it, I pretend like it's a treat. I want it just as bad as they do. It is amazing, and I've never been let down. So if you have the time and you're visiting Croatia on a hot day and you're walking around, stop at every single one. it's a good move. No one will be mad at you except for your waistline, but it's definitely well worth it. It's a flavorful journey through gelato. Thank you for sticking around for my flavorful journey through gelato history and a few key Croatian places to find gelato that you can enjoy. The next time you find yourself wandering the streets of Croatia, be sure to treat yourself to a scoop or two. And that's it for the Super Slako.
I'll vouch for the Sladoled gelato by the Donat, the cathedral in Zadar. So if you're ever walking down Široka Ulica, which is the broad street, there's the Donat ice cream, Donat Sladoled. Amazing. So favorite flavor, Lješnjak, which means hazelnut. That's the one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Very
big winner.
So my kids always ask me for it when we're walking around, and we tell them, if I give you money, you got to go and get it yourself. And that means they have to pull out every little bit of Croatian they have in them to go and manufacture this transaction. And every single time, it never fails, they come back with change and their Sladoled in tow, their gelato in hand.
Nice. Wow. Yeah, that's a good...
That's the rule. That's the rule.
Good tactic. That's
a great reward for practicing Croatian, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a great reward.
I got that kind of reward.
Well, you're on vacation, Tony. You can bend the rules for yourself. You
know? Every day is a Sladoled day, Tony. No worries.
Oh, that's right. I'm an adult.
You can make the decisions. No one to stop you.
Well, listen, puno hvala, DJ Mo. DJ Mo, koliko je sati?
Time for your Mali Mento.
Leptiri, lete. Is there like a flutter word?
Ooh, like fluttering? I'm not sure about that one. I think butterflies fly because they're not butter flutters.
Butter flutters.
Even though that's like a good
chocolate
one.
Bar. Oh, I want to get a butter flutter.
Yeah, butter flutter.
Sounds delicious.
That's actually a great idea for the butter flutter. That's a
great nutter
one.
Butter flutter.
Oh, brother.
That's it for Money Momento.
Remember, everyone, you can find us at letslearncroatian.com. Our podcast is on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Follow us on our Facebook page. That's LLC Pod. Instagram is also LLC Pod. Support us by making a donation to our donations page. Pick up some merchandise, some t-shirts, hats, beanies, or subscribe to our YouTube channel. Buy us a coffee or become a member on our Buy Me a Coffee page. All of these links can be found on our website, letslearncroatian.com. If you'd like to get in touch with us, write us a message, have any questions, email us at info@letslearncroatian.com. From the entire Let's Learn Croatian team, we got Tony D.
Mala, Bog.
E DJ Mo.
Čuvaj se.
Odlično, doviđenja I laku noć.